and, you know, poetic images and whatever that needed to be done in the theater.
Have any kind of crossed back and forth? Have you ever started one as a screenplay and thought, this is a better play, or began a play and turned it into a screenplay?
No, the only experience like that is that my first play, The House of Ramon Iglesias, which was done in New York in 86, was I adapted it for television for American Playhouse. So I really, in a way, learned the craft of screenwriting through that. And I'm right now adapting another play of mine to film.
And does each format kind of provide its own satisfactions?
Yeah, I mean, I love the live event. You know, I love actors in a room. I love that feeling of that something is happening right in front of you that's never happened before. And, you know, there's that...
The immediacy of that.
Yeah, the spontaneity. And also there's a kind of chemical or reaction between audience and performer that you can't get anywhere else. And I think that will always, you know, long after movies are long gone or... You know, when we're living in different times, people will still have live performance. Mm-hmm. So that has its own wonderful, wonderful rewards. Film, on the other hand, you know, unlike theater, lasts forever if you know, mm-hmm. take care of it. And so you solidify performance, or you solidify a piece of writing that will last, you know, for generations. And theater, unfortunately, lives only in your memories, you know.
Now, you studied theater at Denison University?
Yeah, I studied theater. I wrote for